thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quanisha. Can I please start?
Who is this?
This is customer service. My name is Quanisha. Can I start by getting a zip code on the issue that you're calling in on today about?
33525. What customer service do you represent?
They sell keto, male enhancement, CBD products, skin and anti-aging cream.
Okay, well, for some reason you took $92 out of my bank account, and I'm a woman and I don't need male enhancement cream. So how did you get this out of my bank account?
If you can just give me a second and let me go through the protocols, that way I can explain to you what's really going on your account and what products that you have
with what company. So can I next step get your first and last name, please?
Renee Cipriano.
And for security purposes, can I get you to verify your shipping address?
37221 Marlou Lane, Dade City, Florida, 33525.
And I do want to thank you for that. I have located an account that was started on March 22nd with the Aloe Vera Face Cream, which is an all-natural product to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles. That product was on a 14-day trial. And if you didn't call back in 14 days to cancel that face cream, that you will be billed for that product at its original cost.
Okay, I never got a cream either.
It looks like it shipped out from our warehouse on March 27th, and it was delivered to you on March 29th at the address that you just verified.
Okay, I never received any cream. Was it left at the doorstep?
Are you talking about on that charge that you're calling in on, or when you paid the $6.70?
I never paid $92.90 or $6 and whatever that was.
Okay, so I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. I'm going to cancel out your account, and I'm going to let you speak to someone in the fraud department. They're going to contact your local authorities, and they're going to turn over that IP address to see where that card had been used and that order had been taking place, and whoever used that credit card is going to be persecuted to the fullest extent for credit card fraud. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I get this account taken care of.
Okay, thank you so much. Jesus Christ, this is the third friggin' time this happened with this card now. I've already got a new one. How are they getting my number all the time? Oh, Christ. Every time I get a new bank card, somebody always gets my number. And they order all of this shit. This is the second time now I've had to do this with the new card. That's why I check my bank account every day. I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
Ah, this is insane. And the place that I ordered the keyboard from?
Oh, yeah, that's coming when tomorrow?
Well, it should come today.
That's well, yeah.
But I don't know why they just charged me 80 cents. Because I paid the $26 for the new keyboard.
Maybe for delivery tax or something.
I don't know, but this really gets me angry.
Now that I have canceled out this account and got everything taken care of, I am transferring this call over to the fraud department, and I do want to thank you for calling in on customer support. Just one brief moment.
Thank you.